I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Sponsored by Taskers, with a fresh new look, designed with you in mind. Find Taskers on Instagram. Search Taskers online. Welcome back, it's Ladies of Liverpool. So another episode for you to sit back, relax, listen to, wherever you are, walking the dog, in the bath. If you're in work and you've just got your little AirPods in and you're trying to hide away from the world and learn something new, well, we're about to be educated. You know my past history and my involvement with all things cancer charities. Recently, we cut the ribbon on a fabulous facility, a breast screening unit in Goodison. If you're not aware, check my socials, giving people a chance in the north of Liverpool to get the breast screenings and to have less excuses when it comes to missing those appointments. And this is very important to me. You know it and I know it. But there's something going on that I know very little about. But thankfully, we've got Karen with us to tell us everything we know, plus two special guests. So sit back, relax. It's Ladies of Liverpool. So, Karen, you've got a little baby that you've been really trying to get out there and help people with. Tell me all about Hope.
So Hope is a course that we run at One World CIC, which is an organisation that I co-founded over 6 years ago with a friend of mine, Natalie. And the reason we set up One World was all about reducing health inequalities. So it's really unfair that your health outcomes are so heavily defined by where you were born or where you grew up.
Yeah.
So we wanted to deliver community services all around health and wellbeing in a way that was co-produced with communities, because we know that traditional services don't always meet everybody's needs.
Yeah.
So as part of our offer, we deliver a huge range of cancer services, from prehab through to personalised care and support plans. And the Hope course is the kind of final element of what we do. So Hope is a course that's been developed by Macmillan, co-produced with people living with cancer. So it's very much based on their experiences, what worked, what didn't, how important peer support is. And it's provided to people at the end of their cancer journey. So lots of patients were saying to us, once you finish your surgery or your treatment, it kind of feels like you're falling off the edge of a cliff.
Oh.
You know, all that support you've had through your journey just kind of falls away a little bit.
Yeah.
And there's almost an expectation that you just get on with your life, things get back to normal, crack on. And it's not always that easy.
Yeah.
So the Hope course has been developed to give people an opportunity to think about what's next. You know, what do I need? Talk to other people in a similar position, and very softly and compassionately help to build people's confidence again. So we deliver the Hope course to patients who've been through their cancer journey in Wirral. But at the minute, we're a little bit limited in terms of the number of courses that we can provide. So we really want to kind of build that offer in Wirral and hopefully across other areas in Liverpool City region and wider. to make sure that everybody who needs it has got access to it.
So is this a funding issue? Do you need funding to make this more accessible and to provide more care?
Yeah, so we're starting a campaign today to raise £15,000 for the HOPE course. And that's to pay for people to facilitate the course. It's to pay for venues for people to meet in communities and to give people a little bit of a tea and a coffee when they rock up as well.
Yeah.
So we're launching that campaign today to try and raise those funds so that everybody who wants it can have access to it.
It's so important, Karen, isn't it? It really is so important. And in this instance, are you looking for people from, like, specifically from the Wirral to step up, businesses, companies, people to donate individually? What do you think would be the best case scenario for you?
So I think we're looking for help from all different people. You know, if people want to come and do some fundraising for us, brilliant. If there's companies out there who are willing to support, that would be great too. If you think about cancer, one in two people will have cancer during their lifetime.
Yeah.
So if you just think about that for a minute, that's astonishing.
Yeah.
You know, and there's so much more that we need to do to support people. This is just one way in which we can help people at that kind of latter stage think about, you know, what does their life look like next?
Yeah. We've got Barbara and Pauline with us who are going to talk us through why HOPE was so important to them and their stories. And I'm really looking forward to hearing it from them. Mm. But why is this so important to you?
So for me, I've lost my granddad and my dad both to cancer. And everybody has a story like that. Everybody knows somebody who's passed away due to cancer or has had a really difficult journey. And I want people to have access to the support that they need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I hate thinking that it's a postcode lottery and you get something dependent upon where you live or how easy it is to access
and
it.
And that could be anything from treatment or...
Absolutely.
Like I was saying at the start of the pod, breast screening. So many women from North Liverpool can't get to Broad Green. It's three buses if you haven't got a car. If you've got a job, you can't take the full dioc to get three buses. So they're missing appointments. They're not being diagnosed until it's much later and you're stage four and your options are less. And it's purely based on where they live.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. 38% of cancers are preventable.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much dependent upon timing. So screening programs are absolutely critical.
Yeah.
We hear from so many people that is their one regret. Why did I not go for that smear?
Mm.
Why did I not go for that test? You know, it's an appointment that takes half an hour and can make a huge difference to your future.
We've got so many charities in this city now. We are absolutely saturated with different charities for so many different people in the name of people, you know, families carrying them on because of their story. And I hear these stories all the time on Ladies Liverpool and I try and push them all. And it feels like at the moment, everybody's struggling to donate. Everybody's struggling to get involved. They want to. Everybody would love to see HOPE thrive. And if we all had it, we would all throw it at you because we know it's going to do good. Sell it to us, Karen. Tell me why. If somebody says our business, you know, donates once a year, why should they this year choose you? What's going to happen with that money and what's already happening in a bit of detail?
Okay. So, If we're able to raise funds for HOPE, we're able to deliver courses in the community to reach people who need it most. People who've been through surgery, people who've been through treatment, who need that opportunity to sit down with other people who've been through the same journey and have a conversation about what happens next. That could be getting the relationships back on track. It could be getting back to work. And there's huge implications for that for families.
Yeah.
You know, some people who have cancer, they're no longer able to work or they're having to look at different types of employment, and that can have a huge impact on the income in the household, on children, grandchildren, etc. So this isn't just a single issue about supporting people with cancer. It's about supporting communities. It's about supporting communities to help each other. And the great thing about HOPE is it's facilitated, but we're soft facilitators. The magic happens from the people in the room talking to each other, sharing those experiences, laughing together, crying together, telling these wonderful and wacky stories that they have. That's where the magic happens. So we want to continue to deliver these courses, more of them, wherever we can, face to face, so people have the opportunity to build those lasting friendships.
Yeah.
you know, and we'll hear about that later on in mm-hmm. terms of how those friendship groups form from those courses.
With Barbara and Paul.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can't we? £15,000 doesn't sound like an awful lot. And you're going to do so much with it. What if I was to give it to you right now, what would be the first thing you'd do and what would be the impact of that?
So we'd get the courses promoted. So at the minute, we don't do a lot of promotion because we haven't got the capacity to deliver them all and to meet the demand.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that everybody knows the course is available. Mm-hmm. We'll promote where they are. We want to deliver them in community venues.
Yeah.
So like you say, with the breast screening, it's got to be close. It's got to be close.
You know, get people.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. If you've got to jump on two buses or get a taxi, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So we want to take it into the communities, especially where there's the most need. Mm-hmm. So where there's higher levels of deprivation, there's lower rates of people accessing the services that they need.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that it absolutely reaches those people. We would be able to deliver 15 courses over the next 12 months and support hundreds more people as a result of the funding. So it's really, really important.
Yeah.
But we also want to make sure that we're developing partnerships, long-lasting partnerships around this with people, with businesses who understand what we're about and who are going to help us on that journey to make hope something that is part of everybody's cancer journey. Yeah. If they want access to it, they should be able to have it.
Is there are you looking to bring it to Liverpool? Are you looking to go wider when you're casting this net out now? Or are you just at the moment focusing on Wirral? And who knows what the future holds? Or do you have big plans for this?
So we focus on Wirral. We're a relatively small organisation.
Yeah.
As you say, Leanne, there's loads of amazing charities all over the city who could also deliver the Hope course.
Mm-hmm.
So we would love to work with other charities who are based in Liverpool or Seth, Moseley, St Helens, who are also interested in developing and delivering Hope.
Yeah.
And we can support them and we could maybe do some joint fundraising in future to make sure
that it's happen, camera, mightn't it?
Yeah.
So calling all charities, if you're connected to one in any way, shape or form, and this is now just firing up, you know, your engines are fully revved. Now you're thinking, I know who this Karen needs to speak to. I know someone who might invest in this, or I know someone who can join forces and really make this bigger and better than it already is.
Yeah.
That would be wonderful. Okay, so we know what it is and we know what we want. Now we're going to find out from the ladies who've experienced Hope personally themselves. Honoured to have you both on Ladies of Liverpool. I've got a little bit, you've got twinkles in your eyes here. And I feel like we're going to have a little bit of a laugh. I know you've both got stories to tell. So let's get down to it. You two didn't know each other before Hope.
No.
But you're firm friends now.
Yes.
And Barbara says, and there are many more.
There are lots more of us, yes.
So you created this community through Hope.
Yes.
How important was it to you to find this place? Barbara, I'm going to come to you first.
To me, it was very important. We've lived up on the Wirral for about 4 years now. And obviously, being diagnosed with cancer was a great big shock to me. And although everybody at Clatterbridge was absolutely wonderful, as you were saying, when you finish your treatment, you do feel what's happening next. And you feel quite alone. And so just going to the Hope group, meeting all the other lovely ladies, I've now got a really firm friendship group and we've got WhatsApp. And it just means the world to me. And I know chat to somebody or we put all sorts of things, you know, funny things and interesting things, things to do with cancer on the WhatsApp. And it's just a great place to be.
So it's about the support for you.
It is about friendship. Yes.
What about you, Pauline? What does it mean
exactly,
to you?
Exactly the same. I got to the end of my treatment and then that was it. Where do I go? Who do I talk to? What if? What? How am I supposed to feel?
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do next?
Were you both fighting the same cancer? Different?
No, I had breast cancer.
Yeah? Yeah, what about you?
Mine's gynae cancer.
Okay, so different treatments, I imagine, and different journeys, but all at the same time? You both ended your treatment around the same time?
I think so. I don't know.
Here we go. See, look, we're finding out new things. Maybe I should come to Hope and start the conversations. So maybe around the same time.
Yes.
But
yes.
You, when you did become friends, you had this common ground.
Exactly.
They say it's like being part of a club that you didn't want to become a member to.
That's right.
But you're there. And you both understand it better than anyone else. And it's nice to have someone to talk to, I imagine, who's not your family and your friends before, yes. because they just want to hear, I'm great.
Yes.
I'm better now. Everything's great. But like you say, that's actually not how you feel. Pauline, how did you feel in your own words at the end of your cancer journey?
What do I do? Where am I supposed to go?
Yeah.
How am I supposed to feel?
Yeah.
Yes, everybody thinks I'm fine now. It's all been treated.
Yeah.
But you don't feel fine. You've got a, you put a face on, you put a front on. Mm-hmm. You just tell everybody, yeah, I'm okay. But deep down, you're not.
Yeah.
But that hope course gives you the right tools to deal with that. And then you meet all the ladies and you can ask anybody any question and you'll get an answer back.
Yeah.
You can't ask your family because your family don't understand.
Yeah.
The group understand how you're feeling.
Yeah.
And it goes from there. And as I say, we've got a WhatsApp group now. We just dump anything on the group.
Yeah.
We'll ask.
24 hours a day. You've got that yeah. support.
You've got the support there.
What did you actually do? For anyone who's thinking, this hope sounds great, but I don't really know what actually happens. If somebody now is just coming to the end of the cancer journey or they love someone who's coming to the end of theirs and they wanted to send them hope's way, what should they expect? Barbara, what did you experience?
I think it was just finding out that you weren't alone.
Yeah.
That one of the big things that I took away was it's okay to have a bad day. You sort of sometimes you get very tired.
Yeah.
Not only from the cancer treatment, but from the tablets that we're taking as well. And that sort of causes fatigue. And you mm-hmm. try and battle on, and you sort of think, no, I'm going to be fine. But I think one of the really big things that I learned was it's okay to have a bad day, and just put that to one side. Next day, I'll probably be fine.
Yeah, that's quite powerful, isn't it?
It was very powerful.
You're all right to take your positive pants off now yes. and again.
Yes, exactly.
As long
exactly.
as you pull them right back up.
Yes.
You can't
yes.
stay down too long. Pauline, what did you, when you went in on this course, is it like a sit down and coffees and teas and relaxed conversation? Or is there almost like a program of things you have to complete?
Well, there's tea and coffee and it is quite relaxed, but there is a program to it.
Talk me through that program so I can understand.
Now I've got to remember what we did.
Don't, I think I'm perimenopause at the minute. I'm the same. The brain fog's real.
Well, we had 6 weeks, didn't we?
We did.
There was yeah. sort of a different topic
different
every week.
Topics.
And some weeks we had sort of, I'm going to say homework. You didn't get black marks if you didn't do it. But, you know, there were things that you could go away and think about and maybe come back and talk about the next week.
What kinds of topics then? Can you remember them?
I think one of them was...
There was breathing techniques. If you're getting to a point where you're quite stressed and you get anxious.
Wow. Okay.
So there's breathing techniques.
Yeah, yeah.
And I actually do that now. When I get
you've
to a point,
you've taken them through your life since you've finished the course.
And you think, it's okay to be, it's my time.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't, like Barbara says, if you're having a day where you don't feel too well, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's my time.
Yeah.
I'm allowed to feel that way.
It's overwhelming, isn't it, when everybody's like, oh, right, you're better now. Let's go back to, hang on, let me just breathe a minute. And then breathing techniques can be so important to anyone recovering from anything or going through anything.
We were given a little card that said, "Is it love yourself?"
Yes. Be kind to yourself.
Be kind to yourself.
Be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
And we were told to put that up in it's mine is up on my fridge, and so I see it all the time.
Yeah.
And it's just a little reminder that you do need to be kind to yourself.
Yeah. So visual reminder.
Yes.
Breathing techniques so you can calm yourself and take your control back. Anything else?
There was talking about sleep. Talking about fatigue, eating, I think, as well.
Diet came up quite a bit.
So, like post-treatment,
yes.
getting strong physically as well as mentally?
Yes.
It does cover everything.
Absolutely, yes. It covers so much.
Okay, so going back now, because I know when we do topics like this, sometimes through the power of Google, you can put the word cancer or cancer treatment in and this podcast will flag up. And we've got people all over the place, all over the world who'll be listening to this. So outside of Wirral, Liverpool, Northwest, if there was something, words of encouragement or some kind of advice you could pass on to anyone who's found this podcast because they're beginning their cancer journey? Do you have any words of wisdom or stories to tell of your experiences?
It was not before, because when you're over 70, you're not allowed to, or you don't automatically get a mammogram.
Yeah.
So I requested one, and it was only through me requesting that I knew I'd got cancer. I could still be walking around now with it and not know. And although when I was called back, I had a little feel around, as you do.
Yeah.
And they told me at the hospital I wouldn't have felt anything because it was so tiny at the time. Yeah. And so deep that I would never have felt anything. So, you know, as I say, that going when you're over 70, go for a mammogram.
That's yes.
My big thing at the moment.
Yeah, I can actually visualise people listening and nodding along to this because we all know someone, very similar situation.
Yes.
My friend's mum, routine one, shall I go, shall I not? Oh, it's pointless. And, you know, I've got something else to do. And blah, blah, blah. Went exactly like you. It was found early. She was treated within 6 months.
Yes.
Yeah. And yes, now she's on the road to recovery. That's really important. Thank you
it's
for that.
Really important.
Thank you.
It's very important to me, guys.
Pauline, over to you.
The
world is a waiting.
My cancer was slightly different. So I sort of waited and made a doctor's appointment and then went from there. But within 6 weeks, I had my diagnosis and my treatment plan because it was quite, it was a stage three.
It was quite advanced.
It was quite advanced, but I didn't have a clue.
Mm-hmm. No symptoms?
No. Nothing. So I didn't
scary
know.
To hear, but so important to say.
Yeah.
You know, people will be thinking now, well, I've got this niggle and I've left it and should I? Or
yeah, don't leave anything. I didn't even have a niggle.
Yeah.
There's
a list of symptoms that you Google for certain cancers. And so many people don't have any of those symptoms.
No.
At all. Mm. So you, no symptoms. Was it just a routine?
Well, I had some sort of like discharge.
Yeah, yeah.
And I didn't think much of it at the time.
Hormone changes. We diagnose ourselves, ladies, don't we, all the time.
But then it was carrying on. So I thought, no, that's not right. So I rang and got my doctor's appointment. And for me, I just keep asking questions as to why, how.
Yeah.
What next?
Yeah.
But my treatment was... Between my diagnosis and my treatment and my actual operation, it was weeks. It was very, very quick.
Yeah, it's just having the confidence to step up and ask the questions and ask to be seen. Powerful messages.
It is.
Ladies, it really is. So going back again to hope, your words, in your own words, somebody's thinking about it now. They've listened to you. They've listened to Karen. They know what it is that they can do, whether it's get involved or they know what it is that's left for them to go and speak to other people about or to encourage other people to finance this, to donate, to get involved in fundraising. Whatever their point of view is right now, if you could say something wonderful about hope and what it did for you in your own words, let's finish the podcast on a nice high.
To me, hope was a fantastic experience. I don't think I realised, or probably Pauline as well, how lucky we were to get on the course, because they are quite few and far between at the moment because of funding. To me, I came out of that with a whole load of new friends and just felt so much better for everything that happened within the course. And it was just the most fantastic thing that I think that could have ever happened.
Thank you. Thank you, Pauline.
Same for me. Mm-hmm. I was asked to go on the course. I didn't know about it. I was asked if I would like to go on the course.
Mm-hmm.
I said yes, because I'd jump on every opportunity to do anything just to learn a bit more and speak to more people. And that was the main thing, a bit more communication, other people. And then as the weeks went on, we've made friends and we all know each other's quirks and little bits that we've all got,
and the
but we've now made
that
friends
must come with going through the treatment and having that diagnosis. And people often say once you've been diagnosed with cancer, you're never the same person because you've been on such a journey.
Yeah.
It's either shown you your weaknesses, you know, in times of trouble, and you've had to build yourself up from the ground to become stronger than you ever were before. So it really is this roller coaster. Yeah. No one's the same after a roller coaster. No, it is a bit messy.
I don't think you are quite the same person that you were before the cancer. Yeah. I thought we've all changed. There's a bit of everything that's changed.
And it's okay when the blood say you're great and the doctor says you're great to actually say, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not okay. I need some help. Yeah. And it's thanks to Hope that you got yours and your community now.
Absolutely.
And you both thrive, and it's wonderful to see. Thanks so much for speaking to us.
Thank you.
I put a big smile on my face. I'm sure other people listening right now. And we're going to give you all the details next if you want to get involved. Once again, for those who have stayed with us to the end of this pod, who are you? How do they contact you if they want to either attend, get involved in any way, and most importantly, try and help fund Hope to be bigger and even better than it is?
So you can get in touch with us via our website. We are One Wirral CIC. Our contact details are on there. Give the office a call and we'll talk you through what's available.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
Going forward, spread the word, everyone. Bring this up in conversation. Share the website when you find it to those people you think will be interested in it. You know how this works. We create a little ripple that turns into giant waves and we make a difference. We've done it before. We'll do it again. Thanks for listening. It's Ladies of Liverpool.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store. Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.
Huge thanks to our sponsors, Taskers. Check out all the furniture and their brand new look in store or head to taskersonline.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're flying to London, New York, or Dubai, you can reach global business hubs in style with Emirates. Arrive ready for your next meeting in over 140 destinations in the Emirates network and connect to hundreds more with their airline partners. You'll experience all the world-class comfort and service along with chauffeur-driven airport transfers and lounge access. It's a better way to do business. Book now on Emirates.com.
Game day starts before kickoff. Get ready for the big game with help from Menards. Find great deals on sofas and recliners to keep guests comfortable all game long. Score big savings and stock up on game day goodies. Shop a variety of snacks and drinks to keep your party fueled up. Make Menards a part of your game plan. Shop in store or on Menards.com and save big money.
Save.